today on Real Radio.
And you and I might know people who have lived a life only later to find out that they were corrupt or they were evil or whatever, and yet God used them. Why? The gifts and the callings of God are given without revocability. It doesn't mean that person is going to wind up in heaven any better off or in heaven at all. There are people, there are miracles being performed in cults. Did you know that? In fact, the Bible warns us that in the last days, there will be false religions and cults that will do great signs and wonders. And yet they'll be alienated from Jesus. In fact, never even inherit eternity.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In fact, we're in a series within a series, taking a close look at chapter 4 and verses 7 through 16. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs continuing with United in the Gifts.
And if you grab your Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to show you, beginning in this chapter, where it is that these gifts of the Holy Spirit are listed. And so in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, Paul says, "Now concerning spirituals," or spiritual gifts, "brethren, I do not want you to be uninformed or unintelligent or uneducated in these matters. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I made known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities," or various, "uses of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all," or all of us. "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge," that's our text for tonight, "through the same Spirit, to another faith," and by the way, it is the gift of faith. In relation to verse 1, this is the gift of faith, "by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings," they're plural, "by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit," that is a capital S, or Holy Spirit, "works all things," or all these things, "distributing to each one individually as He wills." That is the Holy Spirit who is alive and well on the planet Earth and in our hearts and in this church. He sovereignly, the Holy Spirit does, looks across this body, and He sees where you're at. And I want to insert this right now. He sees where you're at right now. It is God's will that you find a church. If it's not this one, go find one, but get into it and stay there. And start being used by God, because the Holy Spirit will look across the fellowship, and He will begin to gift people within a particular body of believers so that that church will be able to minister to itself by virtue of the gifts of the Holy Spirit as He sovereignly moves within the body. But if you're going to play spiritual smorgasbord and visit five churches in a month and you don't know which one you're going to bed down and make your home, you will find yourself never being used in a body and never finding out what it's like to really dig in and really become a viable partner in what God wants to do within a local body of believers. Very important. And I fear that in the area that we're at in Southern California, we have such a wonderful plethora of great Bible-believing churches that we can pick from. But by all means, pick one and get committed to it. And you say, well, you know what? I haven't found one that's perfect. You won't. And what makes you think if you do that they'll want you if they're perfect? We get committed to a fellowship. If we see things that are wrong in a fellowship, rather than criticize it, which is the carnal, natural man thing to do, which is the demonic thing to do. Satan loves to stir up stuff like that, like criticism. Rather than criticize, the Holy Spirit, if you're led by the Spirit, would cause you to pray and to make a difference in that church, rather than be some kind of a nincompoop. A nincompoop is Greek for one that divides the church. So, we want to be sure that we know what we're doing when we're following the Lord in these things. Listen, when I was, as background to this study, I think I want to put it this way. When I'm home, in my house, I'll come home, or in the morning, or whenever, it's not uncommon for us. I'll give Lisa a hug, and I'll squeeze her, and she'll, I don't know if you guys are the same way, but she'll say, oh, crack my back. You know, but I'll squeeze her, and Ashley, it doesn't matter any time of the day, she'll just come, and she'll start prying her way right in the middle of the both of us. And then she's in there, and she's like this. And she loves it like that. She'll just wiggle right in between our bellies, and she's just stuck right there. And we'll just squeeze her and try to crush her. But she'll weasel her way right in between. And if she's not around, then Scruffy, our Yorkshire Terrier, he'll do it. He will. He'll come in there, and then he'll bark and bark and bark and bark until we look at him. He'll try to weasel his way in between. In between 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians 14, which is the wonderful chapter of the instructions of the use of many of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, specifically the gift of tongues and interpretation, there is in between the great chapter of love, and that is chapter 13. What bonds and adheres the two together, chapter 12 and chapter 14, is chapter 13, the love chapter. And it's such a wonderful and important chapter of the Bible, because what we need to realize is that I don't care how gifted you are, you don't care how gifted I might be, if we don't have love in our lives, it negates anything that God has implanted or given to us by virtue of the gifts of the Spirit. By the way, the gifts of the Spirit, according to the book of Romans, are given without irrevocability, says the Bible. That the gifts and the callings of God are given without irrevocability, which means God will give a gift. I don't agree with this, but he didn't ask me. God will give a gift, and he won't take it back, even if that person falls into evil doing. And you say, what? It's true. You look at the life of Jimmy Swaggart, a terrible life of deception and of living a drunken life and a life dependent upon drugs and prostitution. And yet all the while that Jimmy Swaggart was going through that terrible time of his life, and I don't know anything about him currently, but there were still thousands of people coming to Christ through his ministry. He still was preaching and evangelizing under the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know. That's up to God to decide. But God was using the gift and the word to save people. Yet the vessel had become tainted. And again, I don't like that. It seems to me, you know, Lord, if somebody's out of line, you ought to just get them. But God has this purpose that I don't understand. And you and I might know people who have lived a life only later to find out that they were corrupt or they were evil or whatever, and yet God used them. Why? The gifts and the callings of God are given without revocability. It doesn't mean that person is going to wind up in heaven any better off or in heaven at all. There are people, there are miracles being performed in cults. Did you know that? In fact, the Bible warns us that in the last days there will be false religions and cults that will do great signs and wonders. And yet they'll be alienated from Jesus. In fact, never even inherit eternity. But packed right in the middle of these two chapters of the workings of the Holy Spirit and the gifts is this wonderful love chapter. And there must be love. Love toward God first. And that will result in love toward one another after we love God. And remember the theme of the book of Ephesians? It's in chapter 1, verse 3, where he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing." And that's true. And the gift of the word of knowledge tonight that we'll be looking at is a gift that comes from heaven. And by the way, this book of Ephesians and in Corinthians, remember, we're using Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 16 as our launch point in this series. In Ephesians 4, where it mentions some of the other gifts of the Holy Spirit, the other areas in Romans chapter 12, you might want to jot that down. In the book of Ephesians, it was said of them that God had given us blessings out of heaven, sent from heaven, because the Ephesians worshipped Diana of the Ephesians. They worshipped Zeus. They worshipped Mercury. They worshipped Jupiter. All ones that had descended out of the heavens. And they believed that the gifts and the gods had come from heaven. And so Paul says, listen, the gifts that God gives comes from heaven. One God. Not Diana, not Zeus, not Mercury, not Jupiter. And their culture was very, very corrupt, but very, very in love with the latest little thing that led them into the newest and most titillating worship. And I cannot even begin to tell you the worship that was taking place in Ephesus. There's young people in here. It was unbelievably pornographic. And that's where this church was at in the book of Ephesians. Tonight, I want you to understand that it's God's will that you and I be filled with a knowledge of who He is and what He wants in our lives. That is His will. When you pray, God, what is Your will for my life? If I only knew Your will. God's will is for, first of all, us to know Him completely. And it is possible through the revelation of His Word. And I don't care how long you supposedly have walked with God. I don't care what kind of position you think you might hold in a church or in a body of believers. That equates to nothing. But do you know Him personally? Are you led by the Spirit? Do the things of your life bear witness to the fact that you know Jesus Christ? And it's so important. And one of those things is the knowledge of God that brings us to a healthy understanding. But there's also a gift of knowledge, and that's what we're going to be talking about out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Remember last time in our study, we saw that wisdom is the use of knowledge. We saw that wisdom delivers the knowledge, and knowledge is what we stand on as believers. It's truth. Knowledge is the understanding of the truth. Wisdom puts knowledge into action. By the way, I want to commend to you a fantastic book. It's called Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Get the book. Fantastic book. Knowing God by J.I. Packer. He talks about the Christian knowing God. Paul had a beautiful prayer to the church at Colossae in chapter 1, verses 9 and 10 of Colossians. He says, Paul does, "For this reason we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, with all wisdom and with all spiritual understanding, that you might walk a walk worthy of the Lord, unto Him all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and again increasing in the knowledge of God." If we have the knowledge of God, people, we will not be led astray by every little lunacy that takes place in our lives, an accident, an assault, or doctrine, false doctrine. If we know Him and His will and His nature, you will not be led astray. Now, some people will ask something like, "Jack, this thing happened in my life. I thought, you know, I was healed. People prayed for me. I thought I was healed, but the sickness came back. And why would God make me sick again?" Listen, that's not His nature. When God heals, He heals. He's not an Indian giver on His healings. And you see, that wouldn't be a question in your mind if you understood His nature. He loves you. And there are many things that come up. Gee, when a little infant baby dies, do they go to heaven? And so often we get that question, but so often I'm tempted to ask the person, what do you think? I really want to know what you think. Well, I don't know. And I said, well, if it was an infant and it died, would you send that baby to hell? No, but I'm not God. You're right. That's good. We're glad that we understand that. But listen, the nature of God is that He loves that little innocent baby. And that baby is not responsible. And God receives that baby. You see, you understand His nature, it brings a lot of peace into your hearts. His nature is gentle. His nature is kind. His nature is forgiving, yes. He's also a God that executes judgment. He's holy, and because He's holy, He must bring judgment. But to those who are pursuing after Him, the Scripture says, when you have sought Me with all of your heart, you will be found by Me. He wants us to pursue Him and to pursue the knowledge of God. So we want to look tonight, you can jot it down in your notes, the word of knowledge as a gift. The word of knowledge as a gift. And the first thing that we'll see tonight is its appearance in Scripture. I want you to jot down 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. It says there, talk no more so proudly, and let no arrogance come forth from your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. That's where this word appears for the first time, that He is the God of knowledge, that He reveals secrets. Now, there is a knowledge of the world. There is a knowledge that you have at your job or at your employment. You know how to do certain things or whatever that might be. You know. That's not the knowledge that we're talking about. The kind of knowledge that we're talking about regarding God is that God will give you His secret knowledge about certain things. And by the way, it's not a knowledge that, I have the gift of knowledge, so I'm going to go sign up at Harvard, you know. That's not what it means. If God has given you the gift of knowledge, God will reveal secrets to you. We'll talk about what those things are, and we'll see in Scripture how those things happen. The word knowledge is to be all-knowing. Now, we cannot be all-knowing. God is all-knowing. His omniscience. It's one of His attributes. He knows all. Isn't that fantastic? He can't learn anything. Isn't it funny sometimes in our fit of carnality, we'll say to ourselves, we would never say it out loud, well, I'm going to show Him something. God didn't do this or God didn't do that. I'm going to show Him. You're going to show Him nothing. It didn't work out my way. That's it, God. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to ditch the prayer meetings. What are you going to do, hurt Him? Does that upset Him? It only messes you up. It only messes me up. He has all knowledge. He knows all. Now, we've mentioned to you before concerning the nature of God. There is this thing called the decree of God. Not the degree, but the decree of God. And I always look for places to wiggle this into a message because it's so wonderful that in the decree of God, it is that He knows all things that will happen. He even knows all things that are not going to happen. And you go, wait a minute. How can He know something that's not going to happen? He knows. Have you ever said, well, what if this happens? Well, even if it doesn't, He knows that if it did, this would be the result. That is the decree of God. He knows everything, actual and possible. Things that will never happen, He knows. And because He is of that type of a God and that He is possessing that type of a nature, and because we have the precedent in the Scripture that God gives the gift of knowledge, He will leak to you, those of you who have that gift, certain bits of knowledge for certain reasons. We'll talk about what those reasons are and in what context. But it's to know all things. That is God's attribute. It's God's desire, though, for his people to have a knowledge of him and a knowledge of the world around them, around us. And Jeremiah 3:15, great verse, listen to this. God says, I will give you pastors according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. That's important. Where does that come from? From the teaching of the Bible. Philippians 1:9. And this I pray, Paul says, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment. Now that is a gift of the Holy Spirit. We'll cover it on a different night. But all knowledge, the gift of discernment and the gift of knowledge is different. Another scripture reference, Philippians 3:8. Yet indeed, I also, Paul says, I count all things lost. Actually, the word is dung. Bandini. I count all things manure that I've gained in my life. And Paul had gained quite a few diplomas in his day and quite a bit of power. When you read the book of Acts, you see that. He says, oh, it's all lost. It's all nothing. That I may gain the excellency of Christ and the knowledge of him, my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Personal knowledge brings us to a deepening awareness of his nature and of his person. And this is exciting. In Isaiah 11:9, the Bible tells us concerning the millennial reign of Jesus that is yet coming. The scripture says, Isaiah says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all of my holy mountain, Mount Zion. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Knowing God. Isn't that great?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. In a presentation called United in the Gifts. It's actually a mini-series that takes a look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 7 through 16. We'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, so be sure and join us. Now, we've mentioned a few times recently a valuable resource for your loved one who is a professing believer, but has, well, fallen out of fellowship. And who better to tell you more about this resource than our teacher himself, Pastor Jack?
Mike, you know this is dear to my heart, and you know that I love to see people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. There's almost nothing more exciting than that. When I say almost, this is something that really drives my heart as a pastor. And that's those who know Jesus, but they've walked away from him. They're the prodigal. They're the ones that Jesus spoke about in Luke's gospel, the prodigal son. Maybe you're the prodigal daughter today, and you're far from God. And you're hearing this program right now, and it's got your attention. You're living a life that you know is not pleasing to God. I want you to know something. The Lord is saying to you, Christian, come home. He's inviting you to come back to have your sins forgiven and your fellowship reestablished with the Lord. That can happen now, my friend. Or maybe you know somebody who's in that condition today that they need to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, listen, for a gift of $20 or more to support Real Radio, there's a 4-DVD set entitled Christian Come Home, taken out of Luke's Gospel, Life of the Prodigal Son. Christian, if you're not walking with God, come on back. Christian, come home now.
Okay, so once again, to get Pastor Jack's DVD set, Christian, Come Home, call, click, or write. Again, for your gift of $20 or more, visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, or call us toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or the traditional way, for the cost of a stamp, you can just write us at Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Once again, that's for your gift of $20 or more. If you missed any of this contact information, simply visit us at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.